This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Guys, we got to talk about something a little serious, so hope you're sitting down, relaxing, not rushing to judgment, but we got to talk about my girl BG, right? Brittany Griner. If you guys been paying attention, you know that she pleaded guilty today on some CBD charges. People are saying she's looking at 10 years. You know, she's being detained by Russia. We found out maybe like a month or so ago that she was wrongfully detained. But, you know, the details are not readily available. You know, I don't think any one of us was expecting the Russian government to be transparent, right? So we don't really know all the facts. You know, we just know whatever the media puts out, and we try to gather whatever information that we can. But one thing I would like to talk about and for us to really dive into for a bit, if you'll indulge me. There's a lot of negativity out there. Oh, she should have known drugs and this and that. And I guess it's easy to be righteous, you know, when it's not you. Just think about that. Nobody's perfect. I consider myself pretty well-traveled, you know. Need to get back on it, but been around, you know. I've been to the Middle East. And, you know, they have their rules, right? Everybody has their rules. Everybody has their laws. And some of them are ran by, you know, religious faiths and other dictatorships, you know, what have you. But the point is, everybody has rules and regulations, and we can't always assume that because things are legal or acceptable here doesn't mean that they're going to be so in another country, right? That's reasonable, right? Okay. Well, I've been to the Middle East, like I had stated, and things like that you would never even think about, right, unless you did your research. Over-the-counter, you know, medications that we take, you know, whenever. We don't give it a second thought, like acetaminophen. That's illegal over there. It's illegal to bring into their airport. It would be considered smuggling. And I don't know how many years you would get there, but I assume it's something, you know, astronomical, right? Some of you are saying, well, that's why you do your research. And listen, people make mistakes. I mean, it's like people have this mentality of just writing people off the minute they've done something, you know, wrong. And I just think it's a little funny, mainly because we're definitely assuming, because all these reports are literally coming from Russia. And if you know anything about what's going on in the world, they're at war with Ukraine, to which we are funding. We're funding their their enemy, right? So I can't imagine that would make them happy. So with understanding all that, and knowing that we're getting our information from them, when one of our own is being detained, and our government is actually saying she was actually wrongfully detained, people are still coming for her. Explain that one to me. So, truth is, we really don't know what's going on. We really don't. There's a lot more questions that we should have than to rushing to judgment and rushing towards whatever conclusion that we want to have. You know, just be aware of your own confirmation bias. That's all I'm saying. The reality is, I feel for her. I feel for her family. It's terrible. It's terrible. She was actually playing on a Russian team. You know? It's just crazy. And she's only over there just to make money because the WNBA doesn't pay them as much as they should. And that's like a whole nother conversation. But the reality is, folks, stop rushing to judgment. Like, I don't know when we became part of this. I know this is like, you know, kind of like cancel culture-esque. It's somewhere in that family. And it's just, it's becoming to the point where it's like over everything. Even when you don't even have all the information, you're still just ready to pounce, right? Because I don't know. I don't know if it makes you feel better or I have no idea, but I just think that's ridiculous. It's okay to empathize with someone. It's okay to understand that they're in a messed up situation. That's it. I mean, it's okay to just have that moment and to wait for more information or what have you. Because I've noticed a lot of people would say, yeah, but if that was you or me. And listen, we all know how the world works. We shouldn't be naive. But that doesn't mean I'm going to throw salt on somebody. It doesn't mean I'm going to wish them ill will or not have them come home and think she should face the 10 years. Or I mean, come on. We don't even know if this was even a setup because obviously they're at war and they want one of their prisoners that we have here as a swap. Like, the point is, you just don't know. This should be well above everybody's pay grade. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, certified, this is classified, this is out of our jurisdiction. That's it. If our government's saying that she was wrongfully detained, that's it. She was wrongfully detained. Okay, cool. How do we get her out? How do we get her back home? Well, I believe that that's part of the process today. I believe that's why she pleaded guilty, because if this had have gone to trial, I've heard that this was a 1% acquittal court. So trying your luck in a trial doesn't sound like it would be a safe bet. Doesn't sound smart, right? So they said that this will be the quickest way for her to get home in order to do that swap. When you're at war, desperate times calls for desperate measures. Don't assume. Don't assume. But what you should do is keep your mind open to the possibilities of anything. I mean, it's just kind of surprising because you see everybody celebrating the 4th of July and happy to be free, right? And calling us all Americans and, you know, trying to have some sort of camaraderie because things have been, they've been rough. We can say that. They've been rough. I mean, for some of us, they've been rough. But, and then something like this happens to an American, and then our American government in turn says she was wrongfully detained, you have people still like chastising her, still ostracizing her, saying, oh, well, she shouldn't have been over there. And if it were me, and it's like, but it's not you. And from what I heard, they're trying to get civilians over there that you never even heard about out. But I just don't get that way of thinking. But if it was you, it's not, though. That's not what we're talking about. You know, everybody wants to make all these comparisons to other people and who they are and different things. And I guess that makes you feel better, but doesn't make me feel any better. feel for Brittany Griner and her family and the situation that they're in. And I'm glad they're bringing more light to it. I know there was multiple reports coming out saying that we shouldn't, because I know I wanted to. But, you know, I was just trying to follow instructions. You know, I don't want to make things worse. If anything, I only want to inform or be informed and do my part. That's it. And this is me doing my part, because I really do feel for her, you know. If you look at her track record, you look at her reputation, it just doesn't say this. It doesn't say she deserves this. Despite some of the masses and their opinions that they probably already had before this even happened, which is also a little interesting. But at the end of the day, let's stop rushing for judgment. Let's stop and think for a second, like, man, like, she's in a messed up situation. How can I help? What can I do? Because you know what? Maybe if we all stick together when it comes to someone like Brittany Griner, maybe we can do it when it's just someone like you and I. You ever think about that? When you literally have a whole country that's united. Too much food, too much thought. I get it. But really, though, I wish her family the best. Shout out to all my supporters. And I also implore you to do something the same. You know, whatever you feel like you can, whatever voice that you have, use it. Even if it's just a repost, make people aware. Make people understand. Things aren't always what they seem. Don't judge. Empathize. Because one day, you never know where you might wind up. And you might want me to do a podcast for you. But you know, always remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.